T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Do you get the sense that the here's my quick jumping off point for this, and I'm serious about it. You would think that as a guy who talks sports for a living, I would have and tries not to just dive into crazy hot takes. You would think that I wouldn't have given in to the temptation to say, man, maybe this is the year the Penguins aren't going to get it done. Like, at some point, they're going to have a bad start to a season that's going to turn into a bad finish to a season. I thought this year might be that. And you would think that I should have been smarter than that. But they were languishing. They looked just kind of whatever through most of this season. Now we've seen them win 6 of 7. In the process of winning 6 of 7, you've had a 4-2, a 5-3, a 5-1, a 5-0, a 3-0. And some of those have been against good teams. Boston, in fact, everything but the Buffalo win and the Florida win are against really good teams, so they've been dominating good squads. I thought that this might be a year where they actually didn't sneak into the playoffs and get it right at the right time. And here we are, and what are they doing? Getting it right at the right time. After that January swoon that followed the big winning streak into the middle of February, suddenly after that February 23rd outdoor game loss, the Penguins are really good again. Are you buying it? And did you... I actually want to know this too. Did you ever think in your heart of hearts, because I'll admit that I did, that this team was in real trouble? Or were you just assuming, nope, it's going to fix itself? They're good. 412-928-9370. This segment brought to you by Pittsburgh's number one Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram dealer, ShorkyNorthHills.com. Let's go to Paul right now on the fan. Hi, Paul.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Good fish talk, by the way.
Oh, Craig is fit to be tied, man.
I think I know why they've turned it around. Rutherford's a genius. That's why. And I think he's Belichickian in that regard, because he just sees... Nobody in the sports probably world could have told you that he was going to pluck these people out and they were going to be as good as they were. And they are. So it's just amazing.
Here's the thing I'll say. Just like Belichick hasn't made perfect moves all the time. I love Pony. I know that Belichick's the coach, although he's more or less the de facto GM too, and Rutherford's the GM. Pony has a great take on Belichick, and that's that he's not like an infallible in-game coach. He's human. He makes mistakes, but his prep is so unbelievable. Rutherford's got mistakes on his ledger. We talked about it. The Tanner Pearson trade was a massive failure. And yet, Bukestad and McCann suddenly looks like a steal. Looks like a classic change of scenery deal, where Brassard didn't want to be here and it showed. McCann really wants to be here and it shows. And it's working out flawlessly for the guy. Gudbranson, we killed that trade. I wasn't even on the air. And I was not tweeting. And if I would have been, I would have been absolutely laying in to Jim Rutherford for trading for him. Why would you get this guy that can't really play, it seems, and all you want to do is have him be your tough guy? I would have been crushing Rutherford. Look what's happened. Gudbranson in a different place on a better team looks like a totally different hockey player, is being much better insulated, and has done what they want him to do from a tough guy perspective. It is working out perfectly. Did you actually have doubts that the Penguins were going to turn it around to the tune of 6-7 games, 6 wins, 7 games, 7-9, and suddenly putting themselves on much more stable ground for the playoffs? With the schedule, mind you, softening. 2 more with Detroit, 2 more with the Rangers, who are collectively 2 of the 4 worst teams in the East. Detroit is just atrocious. A couple with Carolina, and granted, a couple tough ones with Nashville. Did you ever believe that the Penguins were in deep, deep trouble? 412-928-9370. And do you think this team is starting to prime where you might actually feel good about picking them to go deep in the playoffs? I'll tell you why I am, why I would answer my own question there with a hard yes coming up next here on the PM team. It's that time of year again to fill out your brackets. 93.7 The Fan has your chance to win a 49-inch flat-screen TV by filling out your bracket with us. All you got to do, visit 93.7thefan.com to get your bracket filled out today. Thanks to our sponsor, Body Armor, the official sports drink of the NCAA, and March Madness. We got sidetracked there for a couple minutes with Craig ranting like a loon about fish on Fridays. As a lifelong Catholic, he was still finding room to get very, very jammed up about it. I said before the break that I got suckered in by the Penguins in a bad way. I said, because aren't you always, when you have this much talent, you saw that the Blackhawks finally tailed off and that they had three cups. I don't think they're going to be like sad about it, but it finally crashed and burned there. And the Penguins stars, specifically Crosby and Taves being compared, Crosby's just such a better point producer and better player, they shouldn't even be mentioned together. Taves is like a homeless man, Steve Yzerman. Crosby's aged so much better. The Penguins have found the Jake Gensels and the Brian Rusts, and they found the Matt Murray, that's a big one too, that they have clearly been better. But you're still waiting for the other shoe to drop, always, when you have this talented of a team. And I will concede that I have been in that boat. Like, when is this finally going to go from a team that contends every year, gets into the playoffs, and, you know, maybe makes, you know, two rounds of noise or more, to a team that struggles to get in, maybe misses it a year or two, and actually starts to have to retool? And I thought this year would be it. And it clearly isn't now. And now I'm starting to wonder, because they're starting to get a little bit more secure in that third place spot, avoiding the wild card games in the Metro. They're 4 points up on Carolina. Now you start to look at them and say, what kind of damage can they do? If they get the Islanders in the first round, the Islanders, I mean, I think Trotz should win Coach of the Year. He's been spectacular there. What he's done for that team, given what was expected of them, is nothing short of remarkable. The fact that they are still holding strong post Tavares, it's awesome. But I feel pretty good about that, wouldn't you? They're a system team. They're ahead of schedule. You know, do you remember Penguins in Ottawa way back when, before the first Detroit series in 2008? So it would be the 2007 playoffs, and the Penguins got steamrolled. They were not ready for what lay in wait for them in the playoffs. That's what the Islanders would feel like against these Penguins. Like, if that matchup comes to pass, I feel awfully good about it, whether the Penguins are in second or in third in the Metro. Then you start looking at them. You start actually doing the math. Hey, what can this team do? Capitals, if it comes to pass in the second round, is a crapshoot, yes? You have no idea, but it's like a rite of passage every spring, and you say, okay, take our chances when we get there. I would pick them to get to the conference finals today, if you gave me a choice. At least. Why? It's a two-word answer. Matt Murray. I know he didn't play last night. The dude has been on a... The dude looks... You know how you always hear people say that a team is rounding into playoff form? He overtly looks like it. When you see Matt Murray, you say, oh, there's... If I were a fan of another team, I'd say, oh, crap, there he goes again.
I feel like my pants just kind of blew open.
Well, it's a Friday in Lent. I probably shouldn't say anything off of that line, should I? Probably should just refrain from all jokes. He has the look, though, of somebody right now that is able to steal a series. And so long as he stays healthy, and they're getting healthier everywhere else, I would pick them to make it to at least the conference finals. I'm not going to get so bold, mainly because I've now seen them lose a playoff series to the Capitals, who ended up winning it all. I'm not going to get so presumptuous as to say that they should be favored if they get there against a Tampa or a Boston or even a Toronto. All three of those teams are formidable in their own way. But they just put it to Boston pretty good. It was a vintage Murray game, but they put it to them. They've been weirdly good against the Lightning all year. Toronto, a lot of speed, but I just wonder. I would pick them to get to the conference finals right now if I had to. Are you that sold right now on what the Penguins have done? I want to make it clear. I'm saying all this off of what? 2.5 week sample? If I go back to the loss in overtime to Philly in the outdoor game. It's a three-week sample. It's a full three. So a nine-game stretch has me saying, I think this team could make huge noise. You buy in that 412-928-9370. We're going to have John Clayton, by the way, at the top of the hour. We're going to talk about that Kareem Hunt suspension because eight games, a lot of people saying they think that that's the right number. And as much as the whole thing is scummy and awful, there's definitely on-field implications now for how you might be handicapping the AFC North race. We got Johnny right now in Cranberry wants to talk Penguins. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, guy, man. Mosey, I am a contrarian like you. It often gets me in trouble with my wife, but I had washed these guys up. I had written them off. I, like you said, thought this was just one of those years. In fact, I even thought the Rutherford moves were at time was a little bit more paralysis from analysis. I thought, you know, this is just what it was. But I'm not being a homer here, but hockey is a streaky sport, and it's all about getting in at the right time, being hot at the right time, being healthy at the right time. I mean, the LA Kings won the cup from the eighth seed. I mean, this is very achievable in hockey. We have Matt Murray. Matt Murray is a porcelain doll. If he can stay healthy, we're great. I believe he's also probably emotionally fragile, like most goalies, and his head is on straight. I mean, he's playing off out of his mind. The McCann move at its speed. We didn't even have an identity.
I have a question for you. Do you think they were playing rope-a-dope in terms of pacing themselves? Because that always ends up coming up as a topic, and it's something I've been battling myself here. They are the kind of team still, even with their guys in the 30s, that I feel like they feel good enough about their core that they pace themselves. And that might drive fans nuts, but it seems the results would seem to bear out that they were. Do you buy that, or do you think that this is an organic thing that they were trying and it's just finally clicking now?
The latter. I've heard you guys talk about this, and I've always agreed with you when you say this. You know, the sandbagging for the bad teams, and then they ramp it up for the good teams, and they sit, and then they try certain nights. I just think this just happened. This was lightning in a bottle, and it happened at the right time. I don't think this is them sandbagging. I just think everything has come in, and there's some actual chemistry on that team right now.
Will you be okay, last one here for you, because I'm interested in your answer to this one then. Will you be disappointed if they get bounced in the first round in a competitive series by, like, the Islanders?
Yes, but here's the thing. What I was just talking about, being hot at the right time works both ways. There's a couple of teams going in hot right now. And what people outside of Pittsburgh or in Pittsburgh need to realize is Tampa Bay is on or was on a historic torrid pace to possibly tie the Canadiens for the most points of all time. We're talking about an elite team here, but yes. Would I be disappointed if they got bounced in the first round? The way they're playing now, you bet. You bet.
Thank you, Johnny. Here's Johnny. I look, though, at their history this year. They're 1-2. I'm sorry. They won one. No, they're 1-2 against Tampa. But they have an even goal differential. So they've only been beaten by two goals combined. They won their game by two goals. I feel like people here look at them, look at Tampa, look at Tampa's history, and despite maybe all evidence suggesting you might want to respect a team that's on an historic pace, people here would be like, nah, they got this. I'm wondering, we are getting close to the point, though, where they're starting to play well enough and guys are about to come back healthy like Letang and Rust, where I feel like we might have done a ridiculous pendulum swing from, man, I'll just be happy if they get in and see what they can do, to if they don't at least make it through two rounds, I'm going to be bitterly disappointed. Coming up, top of the hour, John Clayton, our NFL insider, the Hall of Famer, Braddock's own, the man, John Clayton. We got Kareem Hunt to talk about, the Browns shaking things up in the AFC North, and a lot of other stuff, including maybe Mike Tomlin as well. Chris Carter really taking him to task this morning on Fox Sports. John Clayton, top of the hour here on the PM team.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.